Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be discussing a very misunderstood topic, a very sensitive topic, and one that perhaps has hit home with some of you listeners. The question is this: is suicide the unforgivable sin? Is suicide the unforgivable sin? Now, the very clear and one-word answer is no. And I will get into that in a few moments. But this is a topic that I'm sure you maybe hits close to home with you. Maybe you've had a friend or a family member who has committed suicide. If not, I'm sure you've been exposed to various teachings about suicide. Chances are that many of you were brought up under the incorrect teaching, saying that suicide was that one sin that could never be forgiven. I know that's what I was taught growing up, but I had never read the Bible to see what the Bible has to say. And I tell you, as a pastor, one of the most heartbreaking things I have to deal with is when I have to sit across a parent or parents who have had one of their children commit suicide. When we first moved here to Croatia, that very thing happened a few hundred yards away from our church here up at the lake, where a young teenage boy was found hanging in one of the outdoor bathroom stalls there at the lake. And the parents came and spoke with me. Their young daughter, surviving daughter, came and spoke with me. I mean, it was tough. But one of the things, well, there's several things that I want to discuss on this. Number one, you have to understand that suicide is sin. You can't sugarcoat it. When somebody commits suicide, they are basically taking their lives, which have been given to them by God, they are taking their lives and they are assuming control over their life and death. Again, in Acts chapter 17, the Apostle Paul makes it very clear that in verse 26, that from one man, Adam, God made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. He marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands, meaning that God is the one who has the right to say what our date of birth is and our date of death is. We as humans don't have that right. And so, for a person to commit suicide, that is a wrong decision that a person has made. And unfortunately, that wrong decision not only has ended his or her life here on earth, but has brought about unspeakable pain for the surviving loved ones who are still left here on earth. So I wanted to get that out right off the bat. Suicide is sin. But it is sin, like pride is sin, like gossip is sin, like lusting is sin, and on and on. And you have to understand, there is no sin that is, you know, we don't rank sins. The Bible doesn't rank sins. I mean, the Bible is very clear, Romans 6:23. The wages for one sin is eternal damnation. So, to say that, you know, this person who committed suicide, making a wrong decision to end his or her life, to say that that person is automatically damned because of that bad decision, well, that's not necessarily the case. No different than, again, if somebody has a prideful thought right before he or she dies, you know, of natural causes, that's considered sin. Well, what happened to that one? Is that one forgivable? And suicide is not? The reason why I'm bringing this up is, again, no doubt you've been brought up or heard some sort of teachings growing up from different religious groups that you were maybe affiliated with that said that, well, suicide is that one and only unforgivable sin. And that is absolutely incorrect. Look, the wages for one sin, any sin, is eternal damnation. But the second part of Romans 3:23 is this, but the gift of life from God is through Jesus Christ. And that's the beautiful part. It is God's mercy and grace who saves sinners. Sinners who are prideful, sinners who are doubtful, sinners who are gossipers, and yes, even sinners who commit suicide. You see, none of us deserves to go to heaven. Every one of us deserve eternal damnation because every one of us have a sin nature and every one of us continue to commit crimes against God, a holy and just God who says he cannot stand sin, look at sin, and he must punish sin. And the punishment for one sin is eternal damnation. And there's nothing we can do through our own good efforts to try to right those wrongs. I mean, we're all on a highway to hell. But God is a God of grace, a God of mercy, a God of love. And God the Father, in his love for us, raised up a substitute, his beloved Son, God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, who 2,000 years ago came to this earth. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, born without a sin nature, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as the perfect God-man, he fulfilled all righteousness in our place as a man. And then as the perfect God-man, he went to the cross where he was punished for our unrighteousness. It was there that the Father placed our sins on his Son, Jesus. And Jesus was punished in our place as our substitute. And what did Jesus say on the cross right before he breathed his last breath? It is finished. In the Greek, tetelestai, paid in full. What was Jesus talking about there? He made a very clear declaration. Paid in full. What was paid in full? The sins of the people he came to save. That means he paid in full for every sin, past, present, and future sin. He died the death we deserve, but 3 days later he rose from the dead, demonstrating conclusively, very clearly, that he overcame sin and death for the people he came to save. And therefore, those who have been regenerated, made alive by God the Holy Spirit, those who have been given the gift of faith by God the Holy Spirit to be able to repent of their sins and to confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, those people have been justified in God's eyes, meaning declared not guilty and declared righteous in God's sight. Why? Because of the righteousness of Christ that has been credited or imputed to the account of every true born-again believer. So that when the Father looks at you, Christian, he can say, Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's because when the Father looks at you, Christian, he sees the righteousness of Christ, the perfect, holy, unblemished righteousness of Christ credited to your account. You're adopted into God's family. God, the Holy Spirit, seals you. You are guaranteed salvation. You cannot lose your salvation, and you did not choose your salvation. It is all a gift of God's grace. Andrew, why are you going through all this? Very simple. If, in fact, a true born-again believer who has been justified by God, adopted into God's family, sealed by the Holy Spirit, a truly regenerated, born-again believer, if that person makes a wrong decision in a moment of weakness, in a moment of frustration, anxiety, pain, whatever it may be, if that true born-again believer makes a wrong decision that ends his or her life, listen very carefully, that wrong decision does not in any way erase that one great decision that that born-again believer had earlier made in his or her life by trusting in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Do you understand that? That one wrong decision where that person chooses to end his or her life does not erase that one eternal decision that that person made earlier in their lives, where they repented of their sins, truly did, and trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, truly did. That person is one of the people that Jesus spoke about on the cross when he said, paid in full, including that last minute sin of pride, jealousy, envy, and yes, even suicide. Jesus said in John 10, I know my sheep, they hear my voice, they follow me. I give them eternal life, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. In the Greek, it's a double emphatic when he says no one, meaning that no one, meaning an outside source, cannot snatch a true believer out of Jesus' hand, meaning the devil or anyone else. But it also means that you yourself, the one who is in Jesus' hands, cannot even cause yourself to be snatched out of his hand. A true born-again believer who truly has the free gift of eternal life, that person's sins were paid for. Past sins, present sins, and future sins. Yes, even that sin of suicide. More after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Topics, where today we're talking about a pretty sensitive and challenging topic. Is suicide the unforgivable sin? And again, if you were with us on the front end of the show, again, I've been making the case biblically to show that no, a truly, truly regenerated, born-again believer who has truly, truly been justified by God's grace, adopted into God's family, sealed with God the Holy Spirit, that person who is truly, truly saved, if he or she, moments before their last breath here on earth, they choose to take their own lives, is that sin? The answer is yes. It is wrong for a person to do that. But is that the unforgivable sin? The answer is absolutely not. It is not. Because again, Jesus paid for the sins of his people, paid for their past sins, present sins, future sins, paid for their sins in full in terms of that day of judgment. So, a truly born-again believer, though he or she commits suicide, for whatever reason, that person did that. Again, it was a wrong decision. But that last wrong decision that he or she committed here on earth does not in any way erase that one good decision that God allowed that person to make earlier in their lives where they trusted in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And you have to understand that. Again, as a pastor, had to unfortunately deal with suicide issues on several occasions, and they're tough. And again, inevitably, the question always comes up from the loved one, Pastor, did my friend or loved one commit the unforgivable sin? And the answer is absolutely not. A true born-again believer has had his or her sins paid for in full. And yes, when the Father placed the sins of his people on his beloved Son Jesus, no question that some of those sins included the sins of pride, jealousy, envy, and yes, even suicide. And then again, Jesus still said it there on the cross, paid in full to tell us that. Now again, I know for some of you listening here, this might be maybe a sense of relief, maybe a sense of confusion. For those of you who are maybe confused a little bit, undoubtedly that's because you were taught something differently growing up. You had heard that there were kind of maybe like different ranks of sins, that there are certain sins that God kind of says, well, that's not so bad. A little white lie, a little gossip here and there, but this one, suicide, that is the big one. No way, no how God will forgive that. Friends, that is nowhere in the Bible. Absolutely nowhere. What the Bible clearly says is that the wages for one sin, any sin, including a white lie or gossip, and yes, even suicide, the wages for one sin is eternal damnation, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And so, again, what I tell people all the time is a true born-again believer, let's say me, okay? Few seconds before my eyes shut here on earth, and I go home to be with the Lord, a few milliseconds before that, all of a sudden I have a prideful thought. Does that wrong decision, which is sin, erase the good decision the Lord allowed me to make June 27th, 1989, in trusting in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? The answer is no. It's the same with the suicide victim. Now, again, some people may say, well, how can a true born-again believer commit suicide? Well, again, how can a true born-again believer boast and brag in him or herself? Right? How can a true born-again believer say no to the Holy Spirit and yes to their sin nature? Come on. We still have a sin nature. We all have our moments of weakness. And again, a person who commits suicide, they may be dealing with some sort of depression issues. They may be dealing with some anxiety issues. They may have had something or someone in their life that day or that time really just devastate them. I mean, we all go through our moments of weakness. I mean, you look in the Psalms, you see David talking about, man, I wish, you know, I weren't here on earth. How about Job? Job talked about, why was I even born? Why was I not a stillborn? I mean, you see good, great, godly people in the Bible who struggled with, hey, do I want to still stay here on earth? And so that sinful decision of committing suicide does not, again, mean that person wasn't a true born-again believer. If he or she was, that person's in heaven. And that also act of suicide doesn't mean that that true born-again believer was a weak Christian. I mean, we all go through this tough thing called life, and things hit us sometimes that just send us in an emotional tailspin that it's hard sometimes. Now, God is faithful, okay? 1 Corinthians 10, he does provide us a way out, but we've got to take it. And person who does end up committing suicide just did not take that way out that the Lord gave. Maybe they thought the way out was to end their life here on earth, which we know is not the way out that God provides. But again, suicide is not that, quote, unforgivable sin, unquote. There is no such thing. Well, the unforgivable sin is the sin of unbelief. Unbelief in God. Unbelief in God's Savior, the Christ. That's the unforgivable sin. And so we don't ever want to elevate one sin or two sins above all the rest. Because what inevitably happens is we then will only elevate those sins that we don't really struggle with, but those that we continually do, we'll keep them on the lower level and we'll call those sins that aren't so bad. Can anybody relate? No, sin is sin. Okay. Now, let me give you a little practical advice here. A couple things. You may know somebody right now who is struggling emotionally, dealing with depression, not even wanting to get out of bed, not wanting to face life. My friend, you need to run to that person, reach out to that person, and do what you can by God's grace to help that person. Suicidal thoughts are very serious thoughts. And I know for me, when somebody even brings up the word suicide, I don't play around with that. I have called experts, medical experts, as soon as I heard somebody say the word suicide. I don't want to play with that. Somebody says that off their lips, you know what? It's not a far reach for them to actually commit the act. So my advice to you is if you know somebody who maybe is talking about suicide, even joking about it, you want to do what you can to protect that person from turning that joke into a very, very sad reality. Number two, if you or someone you know has lost a loved one because of suicide, you need to understand and you need to convey this to maybe the person you know. You're not the victim. Or better yet, let me back up. You're not the cause. That's what I meant to say. You are not to blame. And I think one of the greatest tragedies with those who lost a loved one to suicide is they go from a range of emotions, from anger to questioning and questioning, and then usually landing on guilt, feeling that they're the reason why their loved one committed suicide. And if you're experiencing that right now, or if you know somebody who's experiencing that right now, you need to listen very carefully. You are not to blame. You cannot nor should not take responsibility for somebody else's wrong decision. You can't do that. And you can't beat yourself up and say, well, if I would have done this or if I would have done that. No. In the end, the person who made that decision is responsible for that decision. And you cannot assume that responsibility because it will kill you. Please don't take that responsibility. Number two, don't get so angry at the person who committed suicide that you forget all the good decisions he or she had made during their lifetime, because you're so focused on that one last wrong decision. If you know somebody who's committed suicide, again, I'm sure that person, if you've had a longer relationship with that person, I'm sure you can think of so many good decisions that person made. Again, if he or she died as a Christian, I mean, think of the greatest decision that person had ever made, right? Don't let that one last bad decision be that picture you have of that lost loved one. Again, suicide is sin. But that sin should not define that person's life here on earth. So again, is suicide sin? Yes. Is it the, quote, unforgivable sin, end quote? Absolutely not. Through Christ, all sins, any sins, can and are forgiven because of his grace. the person who truly is a born-again believer and committed suicide, where did that person end up? Home with the Lord. Home with the Lord. For those people who are still here on earth having to deal with the consequences of losing a loved one to suicide, again, do not blame yourself. Do not assume responsibility for the one bad decision at the end of the life that person made. And number two, do not let that one last decision define your loved one's life. Think of all the good decisions. Think of all the good decisions. And ultimately, surround yourself with people who can encourage you in the Word, speak truth to you from the Word, and help provide healing for you through God's Word. Sin is nasty, whether it's a sin of pride, jealousy, envy, or suicide. But praise God, through Jesus Christ, we have forgiveness of sins. Past sins, present sins, and future sins. All sins, every sin, including those we're most ashamed of, including those that maybe ends our life here on earth. Praise the Lord for His amazing grace. Praise the Lord, Philippians 1:6. Christian, that what He started in you, He will bring to completion. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the Lord is faithful. He will sanctify you through and through. He will do it. And again, John 10, the Lord says, I give my sheep eternal life, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. May God bless you. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.